Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Last segment, you got a little contentious. Me and Dell were right. Lance was wrong, but it's okay. That's just how, you know, sports brotherhood goes, okay? You can be wrong and still be part of the group, okay? So Lance is still...
I'm not wrong.
He's wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. Okay.
That's your Florida side coming out repping for all your Florida teams.
You know who becomes... Okay, you know, when last year when the Jags were winning, was Jalen Ramsey a cancer or just an all-pro corner?
He was problem.
Well, he did get lippy after the season.
He was problem behind the scenes.
He was always lippy, but
he's
Well, I don't know. He got... talking about every quarterback in the league, how they're trash.
But that has nothing to do with his own team.
You think he just started doing that? He was real quiet?
No, I think
he's quiet behind the scenes?
No, what I'm saying
he wasn't quiet behind the scenes.
When you win games, those guys who talk a lot, it doesn't become a problem until you start losing. You know, you're talking about Marcel Darius who was getting
bowled
over.
Adversity.
That's part of
football character. If you build a low football character team, Dell, this is what happens.
That's right, but I will believe, and I'll continue to say this, Jalen Ramsey becomes a problem when he doesn't believe that the guys on the other side are as good as him, and he doesn't believe in the offensive side of the ball.
You're not a team guy.
You know what? If the offensive side of the ball was better, he probably wouldn't be the same problem. Now, that's not a good thing.
He's a front runner.
So you mean
if there's as long as there's no adversity, he's okay.
I didn't say no adversity, but I'm saying if he believed in the offense, he's not the same problem.
He's talented, he's selfish, and he's not going to be a good team player. One of the most... He might be the best.
Was Marcus Peters a problem? I know he was a problem. Kansas City, they couldn't deal with him. Was he a problem his first year with the Rams? Inside the locker room.
I don't know. That's another bad one. They had to get rid of an all-pro talent.
I know, that's what I said.
That's obviously not good.
I get it, but some coaches are able to manage those problems.
He was fighting people after games.
We know Bill.
You got to use somebody else, not Marcus Peters.
We always talk about Bill Belichick and how they can bring guys in. And you know why? Because they're a winning culture. Guys get in line.
Right.
In a winning culture, even though Kansas City won, I guess not enough for Marcus Peters, winning cultures, guys tend to fall in line.
But the Jags ain't that.
I know that.
Yeah.
But that's my point.
I will contend that if those alleged cancers on the other side of the ball, if they believed in their offense, I think they'd be less.
But that culture, because of Blake Bortles and the way that offense plays and how crappy he is and how the defense feels like it's carrying the load, it creates a terrible, terrible locker room situation. Get that quarterback and things change like this.
It's more than that. They have two defensive ends fighting after practice in a fist fight in camp. Those are on the same side. That has nothing to do with the quarterback. That's Dante Fowler's a gigantic a-holes from what I hear.
Well, he's gone.
They have a bunch of gigantic a-holes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have this. They have to start cutting out the cancers.
Well, they are.
But it's not. They're not good at wide receiver. They spent a bunch of money on Andrew Norwell. When you start spending a bunch of money on free agents, that's where you start running into trouble, too, because he didn't play up to it, and I think he was injured. Cam Robinson got injured. You got Leonard Fournette, apparently is not really big into football, is what the word out of Jacksonville.
Trade him for three years. Trade him for Foles.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense for both sides. Although Foles opted out, so they can't trade him. He opted out for $2
million.
He opted out.
Can't they franchise?
No, because he had an opt out. He opted out. It's his. So he had to pay $2 million back. They put a tag on him. He opted out. He had to pay $2 million. I think he had to pay all of it back plus $2
million. I'm looking at that they still have the ability to tag him.
See, but you can't tag somebody who opts out.
Have three Eagles, options with using tag on Foles.
They can officially place a franchise tag on Foles and have 2 weeks.
That's what I saw too. Yeah, they can still tag him and
if they want to trade.
And he's a $25 million guy. And you trade him for Fournette, and that's the smart thing to do actually for them because they got to get something for him. They can't just let him walk. They got to get something for Nick Foles, and they can.
So they can still deal him, but they would just have to franchise him.
Yes, they have to franchise him.
Yeah, I got you. Yep, you're right.
Yep.
Well, then you have to do that.
25.578.
But anybody trading for him has to know that they have to pay either that amount, which Jacksonville can't afford. Jacksonville's actually not able to do this. I'm pretty sure they're capped out, so they can't afford this.
Well, Fournette doesn't make that kind of money, so yeah, you're probably right. Jordan is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Jordan?
Hey, I was just going back to your point. I agree with everything Dale was saying about the Jaguars. Winning does cure everything. You got the Rams over there with Sue, Akeem Talib, and Peters. They kept their mouth shut all year, and we know those guys caused a lot of trouble in the locker room. Winning solves everything. Jalen Ramsey was the best corner last year, and he's still the best corner. He's not going anywhere. The Jaguars are not going to trade him. We invested everything in him. Deion Sanders was loud. He won a couple of Super Bowls. Blake Bortles was the issue. He had the offense versus the defense, and the defense was spot.
Jordan, how many teams did Deion play for?
Three and out.
How many teams did Deion play for?
He won everywhere, though.
I know. He was a gun for hire. Deion was. Deion was a gun for hire. I don't know about that. And here's the other thing. You can bring up, you say, Sue's gone. They're not keeping Sue. He was one and done. They're not going to keep Sue in there. Aqib Talib is about a season from retirement, and we'll see what happens with Marcus Peters. I don't know that the Rams are the greatest. 1 year with the Rams, I don't know that that's the greatest indicator. Marcus Peters was with Kansas City 3 years, and they had to get rid of him with all his talent. It's easy. You got winning clears all. First of all, winning doesn't cure all ills, but it's the fact of how do you win? Is it a sustainable model? That's the whole point, Jordan. I'm telling you that a sustainable model is built through high football character guys, like with the Steelers, the Patriots, the Eagles have done it. This is a model that has been in place for a long time. The Steelers are the greatest model because I asked my dad about that. He coached on the Steelers, and they had some edgy guys. And I asked him about the locker room. He goes, we got a great locker room. They had Hines Ward, who was a diva. They had Santonio was a diva. But they had high football character. They wanted the ball. And they could be a problem behind the scenes if they didn't get the ball. And Ben had to finesse it. And Ben wasn't really a great leader either at that particular time.
No, he was young,
and
too.
And the wide receiver coach had to finesse it. And they had to, you know, it wasn't, but there was an expectation in the locker room. And they said, and he told me, I said, he said Ryan Clark is off the charts. It's Ramon Foster. Just everybody, high character. They said James Harris is the one guy that he said, I could see if we didn't have such a strong locker room, Troy Polamalu, all these guys, he said, I could see it going sideways with James Harrison if the locker room wasn't so strong. But you fell in line because there was expectations. Forever, and Dell mentioned this, Bill Belichick, there are expectations. It was at its best when it was Vrabel and Willie McGinnis. Willie McGinnis is the gatekeeper. Teddy Bruschi. And then he's lost some of those guys, and they don't have necessarily the same leadership, but they got enough to where he can fade. Randy Moss, now you got to go. Come on in, Corey Dillon, now you're gone. They can take those chances because of the winning culture. But you've built a base. Jacksonville's never built a base of high football character winning guys. That's one of the things that Ballard's trying to build in the Colts. We're talking about that. But also it's one of the things the Texans are trying to build right here. And we can say whatever we want about – I don't love the offensive line, the cornerbacks. But the one thing that they've never given into – and I'll give Rick Smith credit for this too. They've never given into a bad culture. They've never given into guys that would turn into cancers. It's not always about – everyone tries to say – and this is a false – they just got a bunch of choir boys. Let me, trust me, they're not drafting a bunch of choir boys all the time. There's no such thing as drafting all choir boys in football. That doesn't exist. But what they are doing is they don't want cancers in their locker room. And they've had some at different times, and they haven't really stuck around a long time. I would rather they find the high character leaders like Watson, like Watt, like Hopkins, like you know, Dwayne Brown was that guy. You don't have to like Dwayne Brown if you don't want to. Dwayne Brown was a high football character guy. A lot of those guys have been high football character guys that they've had. And that's important to have that. Because then you have a Clowney, you keep Clowney in check, and that's fine. And Clowney's can just be a good football, a really good football player. But it's important that you build with that kind of base. And it's important that your quarterback, and I mean, I, obviously I agree with you guys, they got to have a quarterback. Your quarterback has to not just be, your quarterback has to be one of the team leaders.
No, absolutely.
He has to be.
Absolutely. And once they
can
get
Haskins
that,
be that then, 1 year in college?
No.
This is a concern for me.
No.
1 year of college football and you're a team
no.
leader. Now, I got the highest grade on him of any quarterback. I got and Kyler's one and done too. Kyler's only been a starter 1 year.
Right. Right.
I don't know that people are buying into Drew Locke. I definitely know Daniel Jones. He has no juice. At Senior Bowl, it was like he was a ghost. He was like he had no you couldn't feel him at all on the field. You could feel Carson Wentz. You could feel Russell Wilson. You can't even feel Daniel Jones. You can Drew Locke a little bit. And I like Locke's talent. He's just, you know, complete 60% once. How about that?
All right. 713-780-3776. We got a Jags call. That's awesome.
He was like, we spent all of our money on... Right. That's a real Jags fan.
Who the hell is a Jag? Why does a Jags fan live here?
Well, I thought they were all in England.
Leave.
I thought all the Jags fans
random were fans live everywhere.
Was that 21 Savage? Was that 21 Savage?
So,
no, there was no English accent.
Except that they're so, I mean, they're what? Jags fans. I like they're going to be intimidating or something.
What if a Houston fan lived in Jacksonville, they'd feel the same way.
No, here? They'd be like, oh, you mean division champs? Thanks.
They would point to, watch out.
Here comes a Texan fan kicking our ass.
No, what they would say is,
we've
been terrible for almost our entire existence, and we've still been to more AFC championship games than you.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
How about? Oh, how many playoff appearances? How many AFC South titles do they have?
How many AFC
suck on that?
How many
Jack
AFC
fan?
East? I mean AFC Championship game appearances do
we
they
got
have?
Five banners about, now? Right?
How about you're damn right we do. How about
Dell five banners since 2011?
You're damn right we do.
11, and 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Oh, five out of the last.
How many you need?
I'll just go ahead and say this: the Texans are dominating the AFC
many
South.
Three.
Well, I would add, three over how many seasons?
Doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
Three.
It does matter.
Yeah. You just asked a question I answered.
I asked an answer,
counselor.
And I said, I asked another one. Over how many seasons?
Let me ask you something. Do you need fourhymns.com/John5?
No, I got Granny. I don't need four hymns.
Well, you probably do with Granny.
No.
Fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. So it's $5 the first month. And then I found out, you know, I heard the commercial. They won't tell me this, but it's like only $30 after that, every month after that. So it's easy. This is something, if you know what, $30 to have relations every month, that's nothing. And just $5 for the first. And the awkward visit to the doctor, don't have to do that. You're right online. You talk through your fingers to the doctor online. And he talks to you, and you guys, oh, look, and I'll give us $5. And then you got a month's worth of loving at fourhymns.com/John5. So stop being, if you're sitting there, oh, no, I'm not sure about my love-making ability. Stop, because you can be sure about it. All you have to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. Just $5 that first month, and inexpensive after that. Fourhymns.com/John5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 975. All right, let's talk, first of all, the Jadeveon Clowney, just franchise him. Who cares? Just do it. And if you don't, then I don't think the Texans come to a long-term deal with him. I just don't. I think that he's wants too much. The Texans aren't going to pay him premium, primo dollars, max dollars. Franchise him, and we'll find out how then he won't be around. He doesn't want to be here for training camp. He probably won't be. He'll start another season without any practices, and that's just fine. He'll be fine. He's played. This talk about Jadeveon Clowney can't stay on the field is all wrong. He is on the field. He's been on the field, and he's played pretty well. He's not worth max dollars. So let's find out. Franchise him, and we'll see what happens. I'm serious about Le'Veon Bell, though.
I 100% would. Bell is not Brown to me. Not even close.
Not even close. He just wants money.
Bell wants guaranteed money because he plays a position that doesn't last long.
I think it was a good thing for him that he didn't play last year. Less, you know, the tread was getting off the tire. He is probably better off that he didn't. He can do everything. He would be a weapon where you really don't have. How scary would it be to have DeAndre and Le'Veon in the, and if Will Fuller could actually stay on the field? I mean, you got weapons now.
You got enough to me, provided that you do something with the offensive line to make it better.
Yes.
And then once again, I don't know what you're going to do with cornerbacks. You're going to have to spend some free agent money.
Agent money on a tackle, and you go and draft corners.
You may draft tackle and spend free agent money on corners.
Okay. Either way.
Either way. One's going to have to be addressed through the draft, probably multiple picks. One's going to have to be addressed through free agency, at least part of it.
But
it does give you the Le'Veon Bell gives you a receiver. He gives you a runner. He gives you a weapon that linebackers must account for. And frankly, Will Fuller, baby Jesus, please let Will Fuller play 13 games this year. If he can just bring his speed and run as fast as he can against the sideline to stretch it and as fast and as close to the boundary as possible, your safety has to... You have to have your safety there.
Don't let him do anything else. Just run down the field.
Just run down the field. Of course, he gets hurt just running, but...
It's straight line. Let him run down the field. He's going to get hurt.
Vincent Smith is fast, too. Just get as many fast guys as you can and just run.
I don't want to hear Vincent Smith.
Just run.
He went to...
Limestone.
Liberstone or something.
He went to Limestone. What?
Liberstone.
I don't know.
Where did your guy Walter Payton go?
Are you kidding? You're going to compare a limestone to a swag school?
No, he went to a swag school, but that's
Jackson
not,
State?
Well, I'm just saying it's not, you know, your Power 5 type school. Great talent comes from everywhere.
No. Vince, you insulted him.
I didn't insult him.
Limestone is like a Division 12 school.
You insulted Limestone.
What?
He ran
Did
a
you
four,
honest? Okay.
Four.
Honest to God. You had heard of Limestone before you ever heard of Vincent
Smith. No, but I watched him. I saw his work. The only reason I watched him is I saw his workout numbers. And this is what happens. Guys who work out like this end up playing pro ball. And so I get a list of pro day workouts and I scour because I'm chasing ghost lists, like guys who could get drafted, guys I've never heard of. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this guy like jumped 41 inches and has a 4.40 and he's 6 foot. You know, 6'2" and 208 pounds. Like that's serious. These guys, like those, are traits guys. And Brian Game, by the way, is a trait guy. And so that's why I looked him up. That's why I knew about him. And frankly, my write up is I didn't have him as a draftable player, but I saw all the traits. But yeah, that's the only way I heard of him though is because he had a workout. I'd never heard of Limestone, but I'd never heard of Knox College until I started doing a show with you. And there's been some amazing pros that have come out of Knox.
Thank you. Thank you.
Todd Monken came out of Knox.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a pro?
Yeah, he's a pro. Player? He's a coordinator? He's
yeah, that's a, not a pro. That's not the pro he's talking about.
Kind of.
Yes, it is. How are you going to call plays if you didn't go to Knox?
People have found ways.
You're not going to. No. No. You're going to be a great, great coordinator if you went to a Spartan. How about that? Well, one of our listeners, hey, look what my kid received, a packet from Knox College. I said, must be a smart kid. It's got to be a smart, smart kid.
Have their standards gone up since you went?
Yeah, no. Actually,
yeah, no.
Actually, no.
Huh.
The standards are, you listen, when you got a standard that's up here, you just don't change it. Okay. Right. That's
Knox,
all.
The Harvard of the Midwest?
No, Harvard is the Knox of the East.
Okay. How do people who bank on good football characters see a guy who sat out entire year and missed a year with his teammates for money?
Why are you pocket watching?
Because good football character was a discussion in the previous segment. So how do guys who bank on that look at that?
Do you think Le'Veon doesn't have good football character because he sat out a year?
I don't believe that. But how does that play into the good football character narrative if you miss an entire year with your teammates?
I think it depends on, do you think he was selfish or not? You do your background check. Football character is about, do you work in the offseason? Do you work during the week? Are you willing to play with some pain? Are you a good teammate? He might not be. I don't know.
Well, I do know this.
His O-line wasn't happy with him.
His O-line was not happy with him, and they were talking about his money. They were pissed at him.
Yeah, that's a concern. I don't know why that came up or what that was, but you got to look into it. You got to look into it. It's not a guarantee that he has high football character. I'm just saying this, and maybe it's just because he's been very low-key lately compared to Antonio Brown.
Jalen Ramsey's low-key compared to Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Well, we remember during the year, Le'Veon Bell was liking things that had to do with Steelers losing.
Yeah. Yes. Well, because...
That's not great.
They
started talking about him publicly,
too.
You got
an ego. Yeah, they did. They went after him. His offensive line went after him. And guess what they didn't do? Make the playoffs. You know what? James Conner's great. You know what you didn't do? Make the playoffs.
And I imagine some of those guys would blame him for not making the playoffs.
That's
if
true.
If you were around, we would have made the playoffs.
829 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-37. Let's catch up here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, got the free agency research notes from NFL Research. Here's what we're looking like. Colts aren't going to be spending their free agency money. Not much of it. They've got $107 million in cap space. But you know what you have to have along with cap space? Cash. You know that never gets talked about?
No.
You know why Khalil Mack's not a Raider?
That's right. Because of cash. And it's the same with the Bears, why they don't.
Yeah. Just because you have $107 million,
here's the problem.
Doesn't mean you have that much to spend.
Here's the problem with the Raiders and the Bears is that the NFL team is their main source of income, as opposed to the Jerry Jones and all of these owners that made money elsewhere. The McCaskies are dependent on the Chicago Bears to make money, which is a bad way to run an NFL organization.
You don't go all the way up. Most NFL teams cannot afford to go all the way up to their cap allotment.
Right.
The Jaguars right now are the only team in the NFL who are over the cap at $1.8 million.
Well, they've got a rich owner, Shad Khan, who can he can afford to not make money off the Jaguars.
Well, they're over the cap right now. They're the only team that's over. And there's a lot of them that don't have space. Like, having $2 and $7 million, that's not enough.
Well, they, Bears will by probably, March 1st, they've got to be under. They've got to be,
No, they're the only team in the NFL, followed closely by the Eagles at $2.1 million over the cap, which really means, I mean, under the cap, which really means
they're
over.
Yeah, but Lurie's got money.
Which really means they're over.
Right, right.
Well, but they don't have room to spend. Like, they have a functional cap space issue, the Eagles do. Vikings do at 7.2. The Bears do at 7.2. The Saints are right up against it at 8.8 available. The Texans have... $77.9 million available in cap space. But, I mean, I would shave off Whitney Mercilus. I would shave off Kevin Johnson. They should be able to shave off even more.
Yeah.
Even more. And they can be very aggressive in free agency. And I tell you, I just think you got to look at Trent Brown. I know there's some weight concerns and you're worried about him getting up to 360. But, unfortunately, you're just going to have to take this risk because you need two tackles anyway. Get him for the right side. You need two tackles anyway, go get him. That's kind of how I look at that. Here are your top 25 free agents. The ones that would make sense for the Texans would be Le'Veon Bell, potentially Trey Flowers, depending on what your long-term plans were for Jadeveon Clowney and, frankly, for J.J. Watt. I would say Frank Clark's not going to be on the market. They'll get pulled off. A lot of these guys, I think, are going to get signed. I also think that Ronald Darby, corner from the Eagles, has to get looked at. Out of the top 25, there's only one corner, Ronald Darby. That's it. And as far as tackles are concerned, Darrell Williams, no chance. I would not touch him. Great. They don't even have Trent Brown on here, who I'm not sure the Patriots will let him walk anyway. So you may not have... I'll have to see. Let's see. Here are your tackles who are available. Trent Brown, number one. Donovan Smith, number two. Oh, okay. Trent Brown, one. Donovan Smith, two. Juwan James, three. Darrell Williams, four. Just because these guys are free agents now don't mean they won't re-sign. I've heard that Frank Clark's re-signing with Seattle. Grady Jarrett's going to re-sign with Atlanta. DeMarcus Lawrence, there's a good chance he'll re-sign with the, like, there's a lot of guys that are going to re-sign.
Yeah.
Out of those guys, Dell, Juwan James, he's an upgrade, right, over what the Texans have at right tackle?
He is.
Are you guys going to re-sign him?
Well, the new offensive line coach, you know, the Dolphins fired everybody.
Oh, that's
says
right.
They want him back, so we'll see how that plays out. But the Dolphins have also said that we're not trying to lose, but we're not going to sign the best of the best because we're trying to lose, pretty much. So Juwan James would be a departure from that, signing him. But at some point, you can't continue to let guys who are good players that you draft in the first round walk away.
No.
Like, they would have two pretty good tackles if they sign him, and obviously Laremy Tunsil is still there. That'd be pretty good for the quarterback you either draft this year or next year to have two tackles to depend on.
This is not a great feeling if you're the Texans. The number six cornerback on the free agent market, Kareem Jackson. That seems not. Here's your tops. Pierre Desir, who's going to get way overpaid. Ronald Darby is one. Pierre Desir, two. Bradley Roby, three. And then Darquise Denard, who's all right.
Steven I wouldn't Nelson. Mind any of the top three. You're going to pay for them, though.
You have to overpay.
Yeah. And you're going to have to I would much rather, instead of wasting money on Juwan James, give Trent Brown more and get a left tackle.
I'm looking unrestricted.
Get a solid left tackle for years to come.
Deadline for franchise tags, March 5th. We should hear Jadeveon Clowney's name mentioned with a franchise tag before then. Clubs are permitted to contact and enter into contract negotiations with their own free agents between March 11th and 13th, although that will be happening way sooner. Free agency
no
begins
one will
March
tamper
13th.
And talk to a free agent.
That's not on their team?
That's not on their team.
That doesn't ever.
That never happens, especially since it starts on March 13th, and at midnight of March 13th they sign, because they do
well,
a deal within a minute.
But that's why they have the March 11th to 13th for teams. That's their way of saying, look, we know everyone's going to tamper. We'll at least give you the earliest chance
good luck.
To get done with
great.
Your own team.
Yeah, great.
But a lot of teams know if they're going to try to sign their guy or not. And if they're going to try to sign their guy, a lot of times they'll stay with the teams. March 13th is officially free agency. So the important dates are next week at the Combine. I will be there doing a show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then maybe Monday. I'll be on the NFL Network on Path to the Draft live on Wednesday and Thursday. I have to wear a suit and tie.
How about your Cowboys hat? You going to wear that?
I don't have a Cowboys hat.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't have one. They made me wear that.
Does anybody know if Lance...
They made me wear that for one picture.
Does anybody know if Lance... Can you send? Can you tweet it to me if anybody knows if Lance has a Cowboys hat?
He's a traitor.
I don't have one.
He wears...
I don't have one.
You're a traitor.
I had to wear one for day two draft picks.
That's what you say. You're a traitor and you have a lack of style because that thing was like three sizes too
small. It was like a... Who has a head that small?
I don't know.
It was like a 6.5. Who has a peanut head so small it's like a 6.5 fitted cap?
You asked to bring your own hat.
Bring my own
hat. Can I wear my own Cowboys hat?
I didn't bring my own
Cowboys
hat.
And they're like, no,
Cowboys
we have a branded hats. Thing we're doing here, so you can't wear it.
They did say we have a branded thing. I did say, can I make the Texans? They said, they didn't have a second round pick, dummy. I was like, yeah, but Reed's really good. They said, how about somebody who has more than one pick in the second day of the draft? I'm like, great.
And you decided to pick your favorite team, the Cowboys.
Not my favorite team. It's not my team.
Oh, it kind of is, and we have proof.
I'm pretty sure. When the Cowboys,
if that's America's team, I don't want to live in America anymore.
When the Cowboys clinched their playoff spot, you were seen chanting, Dak is back. Dak is back.
Is that their chant?
No, that's your chant, not their chant.
It's not my chant.
You say we, not
my
they.
Chant, not my quarterback. That's not my quarterback.
That's the only number four you love.
That's not, no.
Yes.
No, there's only one number four.
Yeah, Dak. Get it straight. In Dallas.
No.
Dakota, you love him.
I prefer my quarterbacks to complete passes. What? And not overthrow to interceptions. I prefer my quarterbacks to beat the other team in Texas.
Do you prefer them to win playoff games? Because one did, the other didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, head-to-head is all that matters. You told us that with the Colts and Texans yesterday. Well, the Texans didn't win playoffs.
They didn't win. They lost to the Colts in the playoffs.
That's irrelevant.
That's what matters.
That's actually irrelevant.
So you're going to back the guy who won the playoff game, right? At home? Not the guy who lost the playoff game at
home? No, not my quarterback. I'm backing the guy that won a national championship.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure. I've never seen you in a Texans hat.
No, I've never seen it.
But yeah, I've seen on national television? You sporting your Cowboys hat?
I've never seen him wear Texans gear, period.
Period.
Yeah.
I've seen you wear Cowboy gear.
I don't really wear any gear of any team.
Unless they're the
here.
Cowboys.
Look, I got a picture. I knew someone could come up with a picture of you in America's team hat. Oh.
You know what? That hat fits better than I thought it did. Not your hat?
It doesn't fit.
It fits perfect.
I literally had to pull it down as tight as I could. Look, it can't even get down to near the ears.
That's like how you like to wear them that way.
That's how you wear them.
You know what that looks like? Remember? Now, who are the pitcher? It looks like, Juan Augusto, but that's going to go over people's heads because it's an 80s pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He looks. You know what I look like there? Somebody at Pete
Oscar Gamble.
Pete and Cavilla would fight me. Oh. If he saw me. Now, I don't have it tilted to the side.
It's on my watch now. Holy crap.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Kelvin Sampson's calling at 9:15 today.
Oh,
relax. We're okay. Yeah. 9:15, Kelvin Sampson calls. Good. We're talking Cougar basketball.
We're talking some Rockets.
We're not talking Rockets.
No, we're not.
Do you know how many losses the Cougars have? Less than two.
Really?
Beam. Got that from Hatchet Man.
Less than two.
Less than two losses. One. That's right.
Take
one
Cougars.
Loss.
If Hatchet Man take Cougars money line all year.
That's what he's been doing.
That's what he's been doing. Cougars money line.
Yep.
844 ESPN 97.5 7738037776. Oh, that's right. Kelvin Sampson 9:15 right here. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 849. Big story brewing here. Apparently, now Martina Navratilova is no longer part of the LGBTQ community. She has been ousted.
Got canceled?
She wrote an op-ed piece about trans athletes and how they shouldn't be able to compete against women in tennis. Martina said it's insane and cheating. It says people born with male physiology have a dramatic physical advantage over cisgender women. I don't know what cisgender woman means.
It means a woman who was born as a woman, who identifies as a woman. A person born with female genitalia who identifies as a woman.
That's just called a woman.
Well, that's cisgender. Well, she's asked,
over a woman.
Well,
okay, just why do we have to put cisgender in front of her? Because that's a woman.
You ask, because other people will say, I'm a woman, I'm just not cisgender.
Oh. Now, the LGBTQ nonprofit Athlete Ally has announced it has removed Navratilova from the group's advisory board Tuesday. Martina Navratilova's recent comments on trans athletes are transphobic, based on a false understanding of science and data, and perpetuate dangerous myths that lead to the ongoing targeting of trans people through discriminatory laws, hateful stereotypes, and disproportionate violence. As an organization
feels
dedicated
like that's
to
reaching a little bit,
that took a step too far. I don't think Martina said, okay, now we have to beat up anybody who. No, she didn't say anything like that. As an organization dedicated to addressing root causes of homophobia and transphobia and through sport, we will only affiliate with those committed to the same goal and not those who further misinformation or discrimination in any way. I don't know. I just kind of think that if you're born with male stuff, that you have a bit of an advantage. I don't know. I don't see. There was a wrestler right here, right? The UIL had a real issue,
yeah,
with a guy who was trans.
I can just tell you now, I'm not having this conversation because nothing but trouble can come from it.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
We have to open our minds, okay?
No. The wrestler, guess what? No one could compete because the wrestler had physiological advantages.
Right.
Nothing to Martina. This is not anything groundbreaking. That's an overreach.
Well,
her piece is not. This has been UFC or the MMA fight where another woman got just pounded brutally. There was a whole just, and it was brutal.
Hmm.
That was.
I wish you wouldn't make those noises when you're talking about women.
That was another piece that came out. So I'm not even having this. Y'all can have it. You can have it.
Has there been
a guy, take your win. Congratulations.
A trans that wanted to fight in UFC against women?
No, in other mixed martial arts, yeah. I can show it to you. It was a piece on Real Sports.
Yeah, that's not
fair.
Well,
tell it to the newsletter or whatever. Tell it to that.
To Athlete Ally.
You know who didn't think it was fair at all? The woman that got beat up was not a big fan.
No.
And
I mean,
the same thing with the wrestling. It's just not fair.
The UIL kid, the wrestler, the guy who was transforming.
Take your win, community.
Transforming into a girl.
There's no differences. It's a non-advantage and just an amazing set of wins. That's great. You can have it. I'm not messing with it.
Well,
it's just going to be a bunch of angry people. I've got safeties and corners to watch, and they're the hardest to.
Well,
they take a long time.
But I feel bad for Martina because she's been part of the community.
She is still part of the community.
No.
You can't make her not gay. Sorry. I don't care what newsletter you have. I don't care how many followers your Twitter account. You can't cancel her sexual identity. Sorry.
Well, apparently she's transphobic.
Well, they did throw her off their board.
Yeah, they threw her off her board because she's transphobic.
Still gay. And now, she's still gay. She's still done more than everyone who is on the board.
What do you mean? As a tennis player? Or as other things?
I don't know. Maybe other things, too. For sure, in terms of... individual accomplishments, I would imagine Martina Navratilova is right there.
Well,
and as far as
but transphobia,
as far
it's,
as
it's
for,
happening,
as
okay.
far as for her gender, as far as for
is she cisgender,
as far as for
yes.
her gender, as far as for
yeah,
her community.
Sexual orientation doesn't matter.
People play real light with the leverage game now, where they can bully and leverage. Like, oh, you're not going to have that opinion in these circles, sir. You're Ma'am, your right to free speech is going to be squashed, and we will leverage you into a ground.
No, they don't say you can't say what you said.
No, they did.
No, you can say it.
Well, you can't be part of our community and say it anymore.
No, you can't say it.
No, they say it's transphobic. They say that you can't say it.
No, you can say it, but you can't be part of our community
if you
say it.
No, they're calling it hate speech. Well, that's hardly saying that's free speech.
No, you can say it. You just can't be part of us.
No, they're saying the biology doesn't even... They're saying, actually, these are all... ineffective.
They're not
and factual.
Calling the police on
She's
Martina.
She's not allowed to have an opinion.
No, you can have. You just can't be part
no,
of the
no,
community.
No, actually, she can't.
No, you
or
can't.
Or she will be kicked off.
That's fine.
Well, she's kicked off, but she can still have the opinion.
No, that's not. There was their consequences were, we're not going to have anyone that deviates.
But
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Yeah. But they are not saying...
Okay, that's fine. We can pretend like it's free speech. That's
No.
We can pretend like there's not a leverage game going on here.
Well, it's a leverage game.
To beat down and bully. That's fine. We
you can
pretend.
Have a...
That's cool.
There's nothing that they did that said you can't say what you say. You said it, now leave.
Yeah, but you've got to beat
it. That's the neat little game that's being played
beat
now.
Beat it, Martina.
No, you can say it. There's just consequences.
There are consequences to everything.
No. That
I just feel
not,
bad for Martina now.
You seem like you do.
I do. Because she's no longer part of the community.
Well, I don't know if that one group can throw her completely out. That's just one group.
Well, they said beat it.
I know they did.
You think she feels good about herself today?
She probably
as a
will survive.
Or something?
I don't know how much she had to do on that board, but she'll probably survive.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. But she's 62 now. She's probably lonely. She doesn't have the board anymore.
Isn't she married?
Is she? I don't know.
Is she with someone?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, I think she is.
Is she?
Uh-huh.
Well, but she's no longer part of the athlete ally.
Mm. I'm sure Martina can find other causes that will take her on.
Do you think maybe I could join the board?
Seems like you'd be a bad fit.
Nope. You definitely can't.
It seems like you wouldn't, not that you wouldn't try, but I feel like you wouldn't, you're not aligned. Like the Texans like to be aligned. You wouldn't be aligned.
No.
Do you think at any point they would kick me off the board?
Yes.
Yes. 100%. They would look, see you coming and not allow you on the board.
Yeah, you're not getting it.
I don't know. I'm trying to
understand. You don't even know what a cisgender person is. They would not allow you on the board.
I know what it is now. If you're something and you think you're something.
No, that's not what it is.
I just feel like this is...
If you were born with me...
I feel like you've walked him into a wall twice today.
I enjoy it.
You've walked him into a pit of fire.
He's my personal crash test dummy. If you were born with a male genitalia and you say you identify as a man, you're cisgender, same as a female.
Well,
but your sexual orientation has nothing to do with it.
But what if, play this game, Sean.
But what if what? What's your question?
Don't answer. He's super eager to talk to you about this. Don't do it.
What's your question, John?
Don't do it.
If you're a man and you think you're a man,
yes.
Can't believe
no,
this.
If you were born with male genitalia,
then
and
you're
you
a man.
Identify as a man, you're a cisgender male.
Well, that's called a man.
Well, in your eyes, but... cisgender male is the new term, I guess.
That's not a new term. No, we can't make up stuff.
No,
either you're a man or you're a woman.
I'm looking at the dictionary right now. It's cisgender is in there.
Oh my god.
So
why do we have to make up complicated words?
Now that we're
all you're saying is, oh, there's a man and there's a woman.
Now that you figure that out, would you like to go back to why it's different for a 14-year-old boy to have sex with their teacher? And a 14-year-old girl to have sex with their teacher?
I don't think there's any question.
Or play
different.
Tennis against each other or wrestle?
It's different. It's different. Okay? That's like saying, okay, you're a homo sapien. Okay, why can't you just say, oh, you're a man. Okay, good. You're a person.
What?
Okay.
Well, there are.
Why do you have to make up words?
Well, that's
not a made-up
like
word.
Cisgender.
Isn't that more of a...
You mean homo sapien?
Yeah.
You mean like
yeah.
Cro-Magnon?
Instead of just
that's
saying,
Latin.
Oh, there's
yeah.
a person.
That's a medical term. What? It's a Latin. It's biological.
That's different, John.
No.
You're confusing
not sure
things.
Same thing.
Yeah. All I know is Kelvin Sampson's joining us in about 18 minutes.
And all I know is that his former team, the Houston Rockets, are going to be back here February 25th. That's when they're back home against Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks at Toyota Center. Welcome them back. This is a Mix and Match Monday ticket promotion. It's presented by Lee Ning. And here's what they're giving you. You purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $29, and you're going to get one free bottle of beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirts. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. That's a really awesome offer, but it doesn't stop right there. How about this one? All ballers, all you hard court or blacktop or hard court ballers out there. They've got the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the hardwood going on Saturday. It's this Saturday, February 23rd. All teams can register at Rockets.com. As always, there's going to be skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, an event festival with music, games, and Rockets entertainers, and tournaments for all ages and levels. So no matter what your level is, your team can compete with like levels. Make sure you go to Rockets.com, whether it's for the big Mix and Match Monday, February 25th, or for your Blacktop Battle. You still have time to register for this Saturday, Rockets.com.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.